Good afternoon. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. President Trump has signed an executive order on policing following weeks of national protests after the death of George Floyd. It's aimed at encouraging best practices and tracking officers with excessive use of force complaints. Trump stressed the need for higher standards and commiserated with mourning families, even as he hailed the vast majority of officers as selfless public servants and held his law and order line. The order comes as Senate Republicans prepare to unveil their own package of policing proposals after Democrats did the same. Police in Albuquerque say they've made an arrest in a shooting that occurred as protesters tried to tear down a bronze statue of a Spanish conquistador outside a museum. The shooting happened near a confrontation last night between protesters and a group of armed men trying to protect the statue. Police said Stephen Ray Baca was arrested for the shooting that left a man critically wounded. The shooting came just hours after far-right radio personality Rush Limbaugh issued this call to action to people with guns.
I can't tell you the number of blogs I've read over the years. Not going to name them because I'm not trying to shame them. Just being illustrative again. I've read people bravely write, "You let them try that," like something that's happening. "You let them try that. Who's got all the guns in this country? We've got all the guns. They don't. They don't even like guns." Well, where are all the people with guns? I know they've got them. I know that, I mean, sell guns, gun sales are going like, where are they? They're not pushing back. If there's no pushback, then, and if the pushback isn't seen, then people are going to get dispirited and think that nobody cares about this assault on the country. And this assault on the country is a full court press to change it under the premise that America cannot be fixed, America can't be corrected, America can't be redeemed, because our problems are original sin. They were baked in by the founding fathers. They cannot be fixed. Therefore, the Constitution of the country needs to be disbanded, thrown away, and started over with these people writing the Constitution.
That's Rush Limbaugh speaking yesterday, hours before a gunman shot a protester in New Mexico. Seattle's police chief says officers will go into the several block area being occupied by protesters if there are threats to public safety. Police pulled back from a part of the city's Capitol Hill neighborhood after recent clashes with people protesting police violence and racism. A festival-like atmosphere has emerged in the police-free area, now called the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone. CHAZ participants have painted a Black Lives Matter mural on the street and planted a community garden. Florida has once again shattered its record for most new coronavirus cases in one day with nearly 2,800. According to the state's official dashboard, more than 80,100 people have tested positive for coronavirus in the state, and nearly 3,000 have died. More than 12,000 Floridians have been hospitalized. Tom Flanagan reports a group of doctors has asked Governor DeSantis to make the wearing of protective face masks mandatory in certain settings.
There is much that isn't known about the coronavirus, but Dr. Howard Kessler, president of the Physicians for Social Responsibility, says one fact is undisputed.
Face masks help slow the spread of the virus. They help lessen the chance of the wearer getting the virus, and they help lessen the chance of the wearer, if infected, of spreading the virus.
But it seems fewer Floridians are wearing masks voluntarily. So public health professor Dr. Donald Axelrad wants sterner measures.
I respectfully request that Governor DeSantis issue an executive order mandating that all persons in Florida wear face masks in enclosed spaces or crowds as recommended by the Centers for Disease Control. Please, it is a matter of life and death, not choice.
The doctors made the plea Tuesday in front of the governor's mansion. An earlier letter to the governor requesting the order has gone unanswered. I'm Tom Flanagan.
The U.S. death toll from COVID-19 now exceeds the number of American service members who died in World War I. More than 116,500 people have died. The Orlando Sentinel is reporting that five employees of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Operations Hurricane Hunter Base in Lakeland have tested positive for COVID-19. The base is responsible for sending planes into the Gulf of Mexico and Atlantic for hurricane reconnaissance missions. Here's the weather in the Tampa Bay area. Tonight, it'll be partly cloudy with overnight lows in the low 70s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with afternoon highs near 90. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM, on WMNF.org, and on the WMNF app.